Conservative journalist Nick Sorter arrested in Portland while reporting on anti-ICE protest. By Bob Price on October 3, 2025. After refusing to arrest Antifa protesters who assaulted a conservative journalist in Portland, Oregon, police arrested conservative journalist Nick Sorter as he covered the continuing anti-ICE protest. Reports indicate police arrested Sorter for disorderly conduct while he carried out his work as a journalist. The Portland Police Bureau reported Sorter's arrest in a statement, saying they observed three men fighting. They arrested all three men and booked them into the Multnomah County Detention Center on charges of disorderly conduct in the second degree. Those arrested include Angela Davis, 49, of Vernonia, Oregon. Nicholas Sorter, 27, of Washington, D.C. Sun Mi Yi, 43, of Portland. Journalist Benny Johnson said Department of Homeland Security officials confirmed to him they were dispatching ICE agents to the jail to try to take custody of the conservative journalist. They believe his life may be in danger in the public prison population. Breaking, DHS source just confirmed to me that ICE agents have been dispatched to the Portland local jail to see if they can take custody of independent journalists at Nick's order. They believe his life may be in danger in the public prison population. Benny Johnson, at Benny Johnson, October 3, 2025. A short time later, Fox News reported Bill Mulligan posted a photo of Sorter outside the ICE facility that has been the target of leftist protests in Portland for multiple years. Interviewing him now. pic.twitter.com/cftcbrvkp7. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Mulligan _, October 3, 2025. Video posted on X shows Sorter being assaulted by blacked-out Antifa terrorists shortly before his arrest. Nick was jumped by Antifa and the Portland police arrested him. The entire city is corrupt. pic.twitter.com/g2snn6vpbj. Jamels, at Jamels9, October 3, 2025. Online reports indicate police released Sorter on a personal recognizance bond. A video posted by Mulligan shows Sorter stopping an anti-ICE protester from burning an American flag. Sorter takes the flag from the protester and stomps out the flames. New, last night at the Portland ICE building, we witnessed anti-ICE protesters burning an American flag. At Nick Sorter then grabbed it from them, put the flames out, and took away what was left of the flag. Nick was arrested later in the night by Portland PD after videos appear to. pic.twitter.com/takivgklaru. Bill Mulligan, at Bill Mulligan _, October 3, 2025. One day earlier, Sorter appeared on Fox News' Ingram Angle and discussed the constant attacks on conservative journalists by leftist anti-ICE protesters and Antifa thugs. Watch, I was just screamed at and harassed by leftists outside the Portland ICE facility while I was live on at Ingram Angle. They're vile people. Portland desperately needs help, 47. They call U.S. fascists, while they aggressively and violently suppress speech they don't like. pic.twitter.com/e407spim90. Nick Sorter, at Nick Sorter, October 2, 2025. Journalist Katie Davis Court posted a video showing the arrest by Portland police of one of the men who allegedly attacked Sorter. Portland police arrive on scene and make a targeted arrest. The Antifa subject got into a physical altercation with reporter at Nick Sorter, who was also taken into custody. pic.twitter.com/frolmchfs. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, October 3, 2025. Davis Court herself was the subject of a violent attack by leftist protesters. She appeared on Fox News' Waters World, showing her obviously blackened eye she received at the hands of a protester who has yet to be arrested. Portland police failed to arrest the alleged attacker despite Davis Court following the perp and pointing them out to police. New, post-millennial journalist at Katie Davis Court got a black eye from Trentifa and she says Portland PD refused to arrest the attacker. I ran straight to a Portland police officer. I tracked the suspect for 35 minutes through the streets and told them, this is the person. pic.twitter.com/g7d. Jesse Waters, at Jesse Waters, October 2, 2025. After the discussion officer refused to make the arrest, Portland police later announced they were attempting to locate Davis Court's attacker. Imagine my anger after putting myself in harm's way to chase down the suspect for 35 plus minutes, finding Portland police officers to assist, and then PPB puts out an ask for help in identifying the suspect. What an absolute joke. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, October 2, 2025. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.